And now we are joined by the new head football coach in Notre Dame. He was named head coach on Friday. He arrived in January as D coordinator. Notre Dame's defense ranks in the top 20 in numerous categories. He was a 2020 Broyles Award finalist, a second-team All-Big Ten linebacker when he played at Ohio State. He was the 154th pick overall in 2009 out of Ohio State. Notre Dame this year, 11-1, number 5 in the playoff rankings, and they are going to be in the Fiesta Bowl on January 1st against number 9, Oklahoma State. We are joined by the new head football coach there, Marcus Freeman. Marcus, it is great to have you on the show this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It is really good to have you, Marcus. I'm kind of curious, given the last week, you were still the D coordinator, and since then, so much has happened. Is there any way to describe or put into words what the last few days have been like for you and your family?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, man. From Monday, getting a call from Coach Kelly to say that he was going to go to LSU, and I was thinking I was going to go to LSU to be the defensive coordinator, and I kind of just said, hey, hold on, Coach, I just want to talk to my wife. And then from that moment, really, it's all been just a whirlwind in terms of to this moment now being the head coach at Notre Dame.
So, Marcus, when you got that call from Brian Kelly, what was your reaction? Was that on your radar? And what did you think when he told you he was leaving?
Well, I was completely shocked. You know, there was something. I remember people asking me, like, hey, do you really think Coach Kelly would go to LSU? I said, there's no way. There's no way. And when he called me and told me that he was going, you know, again, I was in shock. But I needed a job, so when he said, hey, I want you to come down and be my defense coordinator, I really had no other option other than talk to my wife.
Oh, dude, I have much respect for that response. I really do. And the fact that guys are not going to follow him there speaks very largely to their love of the program. And you, as an example, that video of Matt Bayless introducing you to the players as the new head coach, I thought was really awesome. It looked like there was so much juice and so much energy in that room. I've got to know, what were you feeling as you were standing on the other side of that door right before you went through to greet your players as the head coach for the first time?
Well, it had been about 24 hours since I knew I was going to be the head coach, and that seemed like an eternity because I couldn't tell anybody. I couldn't be around my guys, and all I wanted to do was go hug them. Like, I wasn't thinking about giving them a speech. I wasn't thinking about giving them demands. I just wanted to be around them and physically touch them, and that's what that moment was all about. It was, you know, the dream come true. You know, to be named the head coach of the University of Notre Dame is a dream come true, and I wanted to embrace that and spend time with my players during that moment.
Notre Dame head football coach Marcus Freeman is my guest. I'm curious, like you said, I didn't want to hit them with this big speech. I just kind of wanted to be with the guys. I wanted to kind of love on the guys a little bit. Part of your initial message was what they had done, what the players had done over the past week. You've been around these guys now since January. Did you learn anything new about them, or what did they show you over that past week? Because it was a really challenging week.
Well, I think the one thing that makes the Notre Dame football player unique is they're exceptional thinkers, you know, and they think outside the box, and they strain in everything they do. And you know, the one thing we embraced on defense and we're going to embrace as a entire football team is that we challenge everything. You know, we find a better way. We find a better way to do everything. And that's what they did. They said, you know what, we're not just going to go with normalcy. You know, it's normalcy to just, hey, just go find the hottest head coach. And, you know, we're going to fight for a guy we believe in. And so that was the start of it. And then you had to have an athletic director and a president that were willing to do the same thing. And that's what you're seeing is the trickle effect of multiple people saying, you know what, we're not going to do what's norm. We're going to take a chance. And I'm about to work tirelessly to make sure this was the right decision.
Marcus Freeman joining us. I was going to ask you about that because I've heard you talk about that sense of a challenge everything mentality. You touched on that, but can you kind of elaborate on that? What does that mean exactly, and how does that show up on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I think so. My father was in the Air Force for 26 years, and I grew up under a disciplined household that just said when he said do something, he said yes, sir. You know, and I think that is slowly changing, and we're embracing that as a culture, and that, you know, it is no longer just blind faith. There's no longer just yes and no. It's tell me why. And that's, we don't always have to agree, but you have to know why. And that's what the challenge everything mentality is.
Talking to Marcus Freeman now, Notre Dame head football coach. Something else you've said, one of the conversations you've had with recruits, and it's about the similarities between Notre Dame and Jay-Z in terms of impact and generational success. Like, what is that big picture mindset that you're trying to get across?
Well, it's about understanding that this life is so much longer than the now. And You know, when you make a decision to go to a college, you have to think about what your life is going to be like the minute you're done playing. And I wasn't mature enough to do that at a young age when all I worried about was national championship. You know, I want to go somewhere I can win a national championship. And if you want to talk about that as a young recruit, let's talk about Notre Dame. You know, we've been in the playoffs 2 out of the past 3 years. But I want them to be able to see the moment they're done playing. I want them to be able to visualize, hey, the game is over. Notre Dame is going to take care of you for the rest of your life. And that's where I use the comparison to Jay-Z and saying, at some point, I think Jay-Z knew that, you know, he's not going to be a young rapper. And, you know, he obviously made decisions to make sure that he set himself and his family up for the rest of his life. And so that's, to me, what you have to do when you're at Notre Dame. I think there's a misconception about what this place is. No, this place is as sexy as anywhere else, in that we can make sure that you're set for the rest of your life.
So, Marcus, what is the misconception? What are people missing about Notre Dame, or what do they think about Notre Dame that's not the case?
I think it's just, you know, sometimes maybe it's just old, traditional, and boring. You know, but when you're here, you realize how special this place is. And the reason why it's special, it starts with the people that are currently here, the people that you're around. They change you if you let them. If you give Notre Dame your heart, it changes you. And then it's the people that go through here that are all over the world, the network of people that they find a way to get it done. No matter what, if there's an issue, if there's something you need, the network of Notre Dame has a solution. And so that's what I talk about when I talk about what is so unique about this place. It's the network, it's the people, and it's the things that you experience when you're here on campus.
Marcus Freeman's new head football coach at Notre Dame. I want to make the point again, and I think that football fans obviously know this, but the fact of the matter is you played at Ohio State. You coached at Ohio State. You came to Notre Dame from Cincinnati back in January, and you could have gone to LSU, and I know that you did your due diligence, and you realized there was something really unique about this place. I want to make that clear. Your journey, though, overall really is remarkable in the sense that you played for Pat Wood at Wayne High School. You had a great career at linebacker at Ohio State. You were a fifth-round draft pick. You were chasing that NFL dream from team to team, and you were about to sign with the Colts in 2010. You only had to pass a physical, and then somewhere during that time, they identified that you had an enlarged heart valve. What do you remember about that moment and then being told that news?
Well, I think I was at a crossroads where I was like, man, you know, am I ready to move on to the next chapter in my life? I've been on 3 teams in 1 year in the NFL, and I understand the reality of it. But I was told, hey, man, you know, you got a chance to go continue to play. The Indianapolis Colts want to sign you. And I wanted to take advantage of the opportunity because you obviously don't know how long you'll get that opportunity. But then it was almost like my future was answered for me then. And that, you know, the enlarged heart valve was found, and I had to make a decision. I had no other option just to make the next step in my life, and it was to get into coaching. And I don't think I knew what I was getting into. You know, when I got into coaching, I think it was all about, man, I want to be on the sidelines. I want to be around the players. It's the game I love. But you quickly learn that the gratification you get out of coaching is seeing the success of your players. It's seeing these young people reach goals that they never knew they could achieve, or maybe they set a goal and you see them achieve it. That's why you do this. It's the young people, and that's why I love this profession I'm in.
So, Marcus, help me with this. Like, for instance, maybe the universe was telling you something. It's time to do something new. There was that fork in the road. It's time to coach. But coaches were not necessarily telling you that. Like, as good a player as you were, as great a thinker as you were on the field, even Luke Fickell said, you don't want to be a coach. And then another coach said, this will be the worst decision you ever make. You do not want to do it. Like, what did you make of that feedback at that time, and why do you think they were telling you that?
Well, I think it's really a test, right? And when you get into the coaching profession, it's a very selfish life, and you're going to miss a lot of your kids. Your wife is going to miss you a lot of the times, and you have to make sure this is what you truly want. I think sometimes you can see coaches make a lot of money. You can see coaches on the sideline of a football game and not realize the time they have to spend working it at trying to become the greatest coach they can. And so you want to make sure that the young people that get into this profession understand the demands on you, understand the demands on your family. And if you can't talk them out of it, it usually means they were meant to be.
All right, so that makes sense. Then what about Jim Tressel? You had a conversation with him. What did he tell you?
Coach Tressel, he's the best. You know, and Coach Tress is going to support whatever I decided. The biggest thing, Coach Tress, the greatest advice he gave me is work where your butt is. And that's what I've always remembered, and that's what I'll do, you know, is where my butt is, I'm going to work as hard as I can and, you know, let the future handle itself.
We're talking to Marcus Freeman for one more moment or so. I'm curious, like when you were coming up as a player, who were some of the coaches who did impact you and touch your life the way you've done for others? Because a lot of people talk about what you've meant to them.
Well, I think about, you know, you mentioned early, my high school defensive coordinator, Pat Wood, was a guy that was tough and, you know, instilled discipline on me. And my high school head coach, Jay Minton, was a guy that, you know, showed me the ropes, showed me what this recruiting stuff was about. But, you know, you think about the two people that probably made the biggest impact on my life was my time in college being Jim Tressel, who was the head coach of Ohio State when I played. You know, ultimately what Coach Tress did was he made you realize everybody's important. He made you love coming to work, and he was tough, and he was demanding, but he made you understand why you did it and that there's a bigger picture. And then my college position coach was Luke Fickell, and obviously he was the head coach at Cincinnati when I was a defense coordinator. And Coach Biggs taught me many different lessons, but, you know, the most importantly is probably the lessons I learned watching him as a husband and watching him as a father. You know, it's not always the things you say, it's the things you do. And those guys had huge impacts on who I am. But ultimately, the thing I learned that you have to be yourself, right? You have to be who you are or others can see right through you. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be Marcus Freeman. I'm going to be the young man raised from a dad that was in the Air Force for 26 years and a mom that flew over here from Korea with my dad. And so that's who I am at the core of my heart, and that's who I'm going to be.
Awfully good stuff. He was named head coach on Friday. He arrived in January as D coordinator and now gets the opportunity. He is the head football coach now at Notre Dame. He is Marcus Freeman. Marcus, I really appreciate it. Congrats on that great opportunity. You certainly did earn it. Great to have you on the show. I hope we can do it again soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Great talking to you, Marcus. Congrats. Really impressive. Marcus Freeman. I think now you see why the players responded the way they did when he came through that door. You know, all the love, all the energy, the buzz, the juice. And that response was really interesting when he said, yeah, I did not know that Brian Kelly was thinking about something like this, but I needed a job. I assumed that I was going with him. And I would imagine the Notre Dame brass said, nah, let's not get into that just yet. We may have another plan for you. And sure enough, he gets that opportunity.